Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com. Our guest today is Michelle Bakaj. She is a best-selling author, speaker, and coach. Michelle, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you so much. It's good to be here.
I used to teach at a high school about 15 years ago in LA, where we worked with a lot of at-risk teens. And one of the teachers there, her name is Leah, and she had this beautiful spirit and effervescence in her. And she's in New Mexico. And when she left her job, she went back to New Mexico. She said, Christopher, when you come to New Mexico, you have to come to the hot air festival. I'm like, what is that? And I looked it up. I'm like, whoa. So since you are in New Mexico, Michelle, what is the hot air balloon festival and why should people come visit the US or this festival? Because again, people often know about New York or LA or Miami, but from how she explained it, she literally had this glitter and this magic in her eyes. And since you've been part of that festival, what is that festival about?
Yeah, so it's the largest hot air balloon festival in the world. So people come here from all over the world in October. Of course, not this October because of the pandemic, but it is an amazing sight to see. So, you know, people who don't know much about New Mexico, for the most part, that's one thing they do know. So in my travels, when I've been speaking and teaching across the United States, many people know it for that reason and come to visit. So yes, if you decide that you have some time next October to come, you get a place to stay, because I will tell you the hotels will be all filled up when that's going on. And there's a ton of traffic. So yeah, it is in Albuquerque. And one of my favorite parts about it is, you know, I don't know if this is true, but I think a lot of people, when they think of the hot air balloons, they think of the typical hot air balloon shape. But my favorite part are the special shapes. I don't know if you've seen any of these balloons, but there are balloons in the shape of, you know, piggy banks, in the shape of parrots. Wow. There's a Luke Skywalker balloon. Wow. There are bumblebees. I mean, all of these amazing, you know, interesting shape balloons. So it's pretty cool. I'll send you some pictures.
Wow. And what's the one feeling you have when you're at that festival, Michelle?
I think it has a very dream-like vibe, you know, and kids love it. I think, you know, if I really think about it, that's one of the things I love more about, is like, I might glance up at the balloons, but I really just love to look around me. And I think one of the last times that I went with my sister, and she has two young kids, and her son is 7 now. But like the time I'm thinking of, like he might have been 5, and then his little sister, you know, maybe 2 years old. And just that look of their eyes, just looking up in awe and amazement, you know, is one of the best parts for me. So like I said, I might glance up at the balloon, but then I'm looking around at the kids who are just, you know, just loving it and just.
Yeah, that's a perfect point, Michelle, because frankly, all of us would hope that we always have that awe in us. And frankly, you're a speaker and coach, right? And we want to help other people really find the awe in themselves. So let's talk about your speaker, like what specific topics do you talk on and what types of clients you work with? So what's the key topics you often talk about for your clients?
So one of my key topics is the energetics of confidence. And so I really like to differentiate myself in that way, because I think there are more speakers out there who talk about the mindset of confidence. And I would say that's actually how I started out my career. And that's how I started to want to transform myself, was by trying to, you know, reprogram my mind, you know, to think more positive thoughts, you know, catch myself when I think a negative, unempowering thought and think a more, you know, and that's all still good. Like I still incorporate that, but that takes a long time because our, you know, the way our brains are wired, it's really hard to use the same technology. In other words, you know, to use your mind and your brain to reprogram your brain. What's more powerful is to use, you know, like I do, the energetics. So to start to embody it, start to feel a different feeling in your body. And emotions are so, you know, emotions, feelings, very powerful, just like that feeling of standing there and looking up in awe and amazement at that hot air balloon. You could have a lot of stress going on in your life at that time, but for those few moments, that doesn't exist. You know, you might even be in pain. You might have chronic pain, but for those moments where you're filled with gratitude and love, you know, from being surrounded by, you know, your family and just enjoying the moment. You know, I think we've all had moments like that where everything else just disappears. And that's, I think, the power of using the energetics versus the mindset, is that it takes over in that sort of, in that sort of way, which then affects the way you think. So it just works a little bit backwards. It's much easier to feel your way into being confident than to think your way into being confident, if that makes sense.
Yeah, interesting. So let's dive deeper. So when you say change your energy, you mean just standing up straight or going to a certain event? So how do you actually do that on a day-to-day level?
So there are a couple of different techniques that I have, and it, you know, so a lot does have to do with how you hold your body, you know, posture, you know, and I think we've probably all experienced that too, just by being able to straighten up, you know, our spines, you know, even that gives you a little bit more energy, and that's very subtle. But one of the things, like right now I have a reminder. First of all, I have post-its all over my house and my office to remind me of how I want to feel. But one of the postcards that I have here says, "Right the ship." And what that reminds me to do is, again, to correct how I'm holding myself, which is partly my posture, but also it's feeling that aliveness in my body and not being in my head, you know, because I think sometimes we just get very caught up in going through the motions, and there's and we forget that we have this whole other body below our neck, you know, because we're thinking and we're strategizing and all of this activity up in our heads, that we forget to really just feel like our primal instinct. So where I got the phrase "right the ship" was from one of my mentors, who's Bo Eason. And Bo Eason, he's a former NFL player, and he, you know, eventually he got an injury. I think it was a knee injury, I'm not sure, but he ended up writing and starring in his own play, you know, one-man play. And now he does speaking and training, and he helps speakers become better speakers. And this is what I learned from him, was to right the ship and to really tap into that primal instinct. So when he is teaching us to improve our speaking, he speaks very much with his body, and because he's very physical. So, you know, he used to be a football player. So he needs that. He has to have that. And he teaches other people to bring their whole body into their speeches. So we do a lot of movement. We do a lot of exercises, warm-up exercises, to get really grounded and to tap into that primal energy. So that's what helps me.
Now that makes a lot of sense. I mean, like Tony Robbins, I think, talks about that all the time, where you have to go from like motion to emotion. So he's always getting people jumping up and down and
right.
Moving around. And though it's both fun, but physiologically you're changing, the dopamine levels are going higher, your serotonin levels are going higher. So it makes a lot of sense from a physiological level. So it's interesting. So what's one thing you can encourage all of us to do each day? Is it to put up a phrase in front of us, or is it to stand up straight and roll our shoulders back? What's one thing you encourage all of us do each day to tap into that energy and confidence?
So to get, yeah, for me, and you know, a lot of people that I work with tend to be like me, in that we are recovering overthinkers with too much energy in our heads. So one of my crucial pieces is the grounding. And so I call it rock grounding. And that's actually another exercise that I got from Bo, which I continue to do. And it's very simple. All you need is a river rock, like a small to medium sized river rock. And you spend some time just finding like the most tender sore spot on your foot that you can find. I know that sounds terrible, but it's like one of those things that it hurts so good. So you find that spot and then you really just dig into it, you know, for like maybe a minute, 2 minutes, and then you step off it. And it just really has a great way of bringing energy down your body and into your feet so that you can feel your feet on the ground, feel connected to the earth and start to feel that aliveness. You know, a lot of, you know, so you do it on each side, but in between, after you've done only one side, feel the difference. You know, put that foot back on the floor off the rock and you'll probably feel like shorter on one side of your body until you do the other side. So you almost have to do the other side and then you feel balanced and then you feel like you can really, you know, jump into your day because it feels safe. It feels more safe to be yourself, to express yourself, because you've got this solid foundation.
That's great. That's a perfect way to end our podcast, Michelle. Thank you so much for being on our podcast. How can our guests connect with you and stay in touch with you?
So you can reach me by email. It's MB, like my initials, Michelle Baca. So MB@MichelleBaca.com. It's Michelle with two L's. And I also post a lot of content on Facebook. So as far as social media, that's probably the best platform to catch me at, although I am on Instagram as well and some YouTube videos. But I do post a lot of videos and content on Facebook. So I'd hope that you could go out and find me there.
Great. Michelle, thank you so much for your time. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christopherkai.com to learn more.